el aire.
Coming to you direct from downtown Los Angeles. What's up, loved ones? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I will be your host and selector this evening. Thank you so much for coming past. It's my privilege and pleasure to play some music for you. I'm going to start you off with about some Isley Brothers. And then some Orgone after that. LA's own Orgone. And Doma Genesis, some newish music from him. And a couple other twists, turns, surprises. Maybe some uplifting moments, some downward spirals. Yes. LA Taco Radio, we are the musical extension of LATaco.com, representing the Los Angeles taco lifestyle for over 10 years now. Oh, also a little bit later, I got a pretty cool interview that I taped with Antonio Pelayo. He's from Exodus Events, and him and his team run a pretty cool luchador event called La Bulla. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. First up, you got to live it up. This is the Isley Brothers.
Knowing what you really need.
It just needs that.
Flashing a light off of one glance, can only imagine the hype. Trying to figure out what's being your plans for the night. Cause I ain't felt this good in weeks. Got a fresh cut, now I'm looking for the freaks. Fresh car wash, we still put your hands in the Jeep. Use your etiquette and bring sand to the beach. Been all around the world to keep running. Shorty, when I hold my hand, it ain't nothing. Right, said if it's worth time to say something. And when they tell me I'm out my mind, I ain't budging. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm so overzealous. Cause I ain't felt no energy like you on this planet. So yeah, just put your number in my hand. For that bitch with family, you dig me? Indonesia, we can shake up the world like a GOC. Your love song so strong, you don't need no feats, no. Wanna jimmy up and spark at last. It's keeping never hit me in my heart that fast. I watch your brain, whoever start that gas. The road to love, baby, you either gonna park or crash. It's muscle memory, walking down similar paths. I feel the energy, maybe that's the way that I'm feeling from all this energy. I'm way, way bigger than what they tend to be. And you could be my Mary Monroe, I'm John Kennedy, you know it. You feel it? Cause I ain't feel this rhythm in a minute. Get it faded till we fall. Got an arch it, so I hit it with a spring. Summer fall. If I want it, I'ma get it.
Come on,
Genesis. I know you hear Anderson .Paak creeping all over that tune. That's from Domo's debut LP, Genesis. Next up, Silhouette Brown.
Let them all
Started off the set with the one and only Isley Brothers, Live It Up. Was the name of that tune. We followed that up from Los Angeles's own Orgone. Strike was the name of that tune from the new You LP Part 1, if you're a vinyl collector. And if you haven't checked it out, check out... I did a pretty good interview with Sergio from Orgone a couple episodes back. And he's an interesting dude. Good interview. We followed that up with new music from Domo Genesis, from the album Genesis. The tune was called Dapper, and that's featuring Anderson .Paak, his debut, Domo's debut LP. Domo from Inglewood, California. And that is out on the Odd Future label. After that, we heard Silhouette Brown. Bitter Pills and Butterflies from their 2010 release called Two. That was that had vocals by Philly soul queen Lady Alma. And you could find that on the 2000 Black Records label. That brings us right up to present time. Loved ones, if I'm going to play some more music for you, and I also got a pretty cool pre-recorded interview I caught up with Antonio Palayo from Exodus Events, and he's going to talk about their event coming up called La Bulla. L-A-B-U-L-L-A, La Bulla. And that's basically like a luchador event, but they got so much more. They got DJs, music. It's going to be a night. It's going to be a fun night. I will absolutely be there. Hell, I'm going to wear a suit. That's how cool of an event it is. So we're going to play an interview from him and courtesy of Exodus Events. I got some tickets to give away too. So listen up for that at the end of the interview. And I think they cost $30 if you check them out online at exodusevents.org. Like I said, I got some tickets to float you. My loved ones. Let me see what I'm gonna play here. I got queued up Santone Black, I Feel For You. A pretty good cover of the Chaka Khan tune from London soul powerhouse Santone Black. That's going back to 2006. And after that, new-ish sort of music from Mayor Hawthorne, Cosmic Love, from his Man About Town LP. It was released last Friday, I believe, on the Vagrant Records label. Loved ones, if you need to email me for any reason, please absolutely feel free. You can email me at LA Taco Radio. That is L period A period Taco Radio at gmail.com. LA Taco Radio at gmail.com. If you got some music that you want me to play for the other loved ones, if you're in a band and you want me to play your music, if you or someone you know would benefit from sitting in the interview chair, we're looking for all creative types from all around the Los Angeles creative tapestry. Musicians, artists, chefs, etc. Go ahead and email me.
Baby, baby, when I look at you, I get this warm feeling inside. There's something about the things you do that keep me satisfied. It's mainly a physical thing, yeah.
I feel for you.
to you.
To witness the most amazing man-made jewelry ever created, the original multicolor mood ring. This is the ring that senses your deepest feelings. Scientifically developed, the incredible chroma stone senses thermal changes deep within your body, reflects all your mood changes in a fascinating kaleidoscope of color, responding to your deepest secrets, your most hidden emotions. The beautifully crafted multicolor mood ring reveals your subconscious feelings in a myriad of breathtaking color. From black to brown, yellow, green, to the most desired shade of violet blue. Discover the mysterious powers of the multicolor mood ring in elegant gold or silver tone settings. Dare to wear the original multicolor mood ring with a fascinating chroma stone. Only $5 while supplies last.
Cosmic Love by the one and only Mayor Hawthorne. New-ish music from him. Loved Ones on April 30th, which I believe is a Saturday. The event I was talking about, La Bouya, is coming up. You can find tickets. We got an interview coming up with Antonio coming up next. But you can find tickets if you go through exodusevents.org. And I might go ahead and let him talk to you mostly about it. But it's a pretty fun event, and it's definitely celebrating some out Los Angeles Chicano culture with music, live lucha libre matches, and a car show, among some other stuff. Coming up April 30th. And like I said, stick around after the interview. And I got a courtesy of Exodus Events, I got some tickets to give away. So listen to Antonio. Listen to the pitch. And then if you want to go, stick around.
What's happening, loved ones? This is Johnny Scott Gramercy on location at the Plaza de la Raza over here in the beautiful East Los Angeles. This place is beautiful, man. I'm sitting here with Antonio Playo. Playo?
Playo.
And we're talking about the upcoming event, La Bouya, which is a luchador sort of cultural event. We're talking about luchador matches, a movie that I'm going to ask you about. Of course, there's going to be food and other entertainment, music and such. First of all, April 30th, right?
Right.
Yeah. And what time does festivities get started on April 30th?
Doors open at 7 p.m. and it ends at 1 a.m.
Okay. And I know tickets are still available online, but these events usually kind of sell out. Is that right?
Well, last year it was our first time producing it, and yeah, it sold out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, without sounding like a salesperson, pretty much if one were interested in this event, it would behoove them to go on and get their tickets ASAP,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and one can go on, let me see, you sell the tickets via Eventbrite, which I think there's a link on the Exodus Events page, is that right?
Correct. It's www.labuya, that's LABULLA, .eventbrite.com.
Why the name La Bouya?
Bouya is my nickname.
Okay.
A little story on that. My dad gave me that nickname when I was a baby. Uh-huh. My dad was a huge lucha libre fan. Uh-huh. That's the only sport he watched. And he named me after a Japanese wrestler called Shibuya. Mm-hmm. He said that I resembled him when I was a baby, and I was noisy. And Bouya in Spanish, that's what it means. It means noise, party. Uh-huh. So then, for years, I thought about producing a Lucha Libre event. Things came together last year, the right people around, and then we launched it.
Excellent. So I only touched on some of the events going on that night. Could you elaborate a little bit more about what people are going to see?
As you walk into Plaza, on the outside of Plaza, you're going to see a car show curated by photographer Memo Ortega. As you walk in, you're gonna walk into the live Lucha Libre matches, which start at 8 and they're gonna end at 11. That's curated by Mass Republic. We're gonna have about 7 matches, female and male. And then at 11:30, the main band, El Conjunto Nueva Ola, is gonna rock the stage from 11:30 to 12:30. And then in between, we have DJ Slowpoke. Mm-hmm. Providing cumbia music.
Excellent, yeah. And you know me, man. I'm gonna ask about food. What's going on as far as refreshments, food, anything like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We the event sponsored by Himador and Modelo, and we have a good caterer that we've been using for years. They're gonna provide excellent Mexican food.
Excellent. Yeah, sounds like fun. I can't wait, dude. That's gonna be fun. Who now you mentioned a couple of the curators and people involved too. Who are some of the other? Just to give props to some of the other people involved, some of the other people involved in the production.
Well, it's hosted by actor and founder of Culture Clash, Richard Montoya, and model Yasmin Ferrada. And also, the art exhibit is curated by the legendary graffiti artist, Man One.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like 100 artists in the exhibit. And then we also have, we're going to have face painting by Judith Bautista. She's going to bring her crew and you can get your face painted like Luchador style. And the films are going to be screened by Hola Mexico Festival. And we're excited about that. We can't say what films we're going to be screening, but they're going to be great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't say, but I mean, to be honest, I know you guys don't really fuck around. You know, I mean, it's you're not just going to put up. It's going to be good if you guys are having it in the event.
Oh, yeah.
I know that from prior events. That's cool that you get to do that here at Plaza de la Raza. It's like a beautiful space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nestled right in the heart, you know, of East LA. And it's a beautiful area. And I'm glad it gets to happen here as opposed to having to find some, like, way out, you know, field out in like Fontana or something like that. No offense to them, but you know, right here in the cultural hub of Los Angeles, East LA.
Correct.
Yeah. So will you, let's briefly go over where some people can find out more information. There's the Exodus Events page, right? And that's just exodusevents.com?
No, it's we have our website, it's exodusevents.org.
.org.
And you can find us on Instagram at exodus_events, and then we're on Twitter at Exodus Productions, and then on Facebook, Exodus Events.
Excellent. Cool. And then yesterday you had a little sort of a, not a kickoff, but a pre-event, a car show and a car run?
Yes. What happened last year, I had the idea of gathering some lowriders and then getting some Katrinas on the convertible lowriders to go, you know, cruise somewhere to promote my Day of the Dead event, like Velorio. And it was a huge success, and we only had like 5 cars, but it was a hit. And then I told the guys involved, I'm like, you know, I want to do it next year for La Bulla, and I want to get wrestlers and pack the cars and then go down Sunset in front of the Chinese Theater to promote. So I started organizing it like 30 days ago, and we put calls out, you know, a couple of my friends, they gathered some cars and they were promoting it. And we ended up having like 20 lowriders yesterday, and like 16 bikes, mm-hmm. and about 10 wrestlers, 6 female, 4 male. They're all dressed up.
Yeah.
You know, we packed the cars and we took off to the Chinese Theater, and it was just epic.
Yeah, that sounds rad, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful sun, and the weather's perfect right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like, great event. Antonio Pelayo, basically, if I can kiss a little bit of ass, people like Antonio are Los Angeles. People just celebrating the culture that we have here and celebrating the music, the food, fashion, everything. And you grew up in Los Angeles?
I was born in Glendale, but I grew up in Mexico.
Okay.
So I was born in Glendale in 73, moved to Mexico in 80 for religious reasons. And I grew up in Mexico until I was 16, and then I came back. Mm-hmm. And then being an artist and being involved in the art world is how I started producing events, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so being an artist in Los Angeles, I mean, pretty much you're gonna be, look, Chicano culture is Los Angeles culture, right? So, and Chicano culture has to do with like religious icons and stuff. It's just interwoven in the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much of that would you say comes into play now? And is there any kind of like backlash or any kind of any opposition? Let's say mixing religious icons with, say, wrestling. I'm just pulling something out of the air.
Uh-huh. I'm not too sure about that.
No, nothing's come up though?
No.
Okay.
No.
Excellent. People are pretty much on board with it.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. The one that's not on board with what I do is my mom.
How so, briefly?
Because she's she's a Jehovah's Witness,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
she doesn't approve of all these things that I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she proud of you though for like
for being an artist? Yes.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
you're pretty successful. You work for a major studio, right?
I work for Disney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been working for Disney since I was 19, so it's been 23 years.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she's proud as far as that.
Good, good.
Not proud that I have tattoos and stuff.
Cool. Well, for what it's worth, we're proud of you, man.
Thank you.
And,
appreciate that.
As a resident of Los Angeles, and I can speak for a lot of people, just, you know, thanks for putting you on these events, and thanks for giving us a place to kind of go and have fun.
Appreciate
it. And be a part of stuff.
No, it's my pleasure and my honor. It's a lot of work, but I'm passionate about the arts, obviously. You know, being an artist, art is my passion, and then producing these events to give opportunity to other artists is, it makes me feel good. A lot of positive things come out of these events.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, April 30th, I will be there.
April 30th, I forgot to mention Loretta Vamps. She's hosting our fashion contest.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to get in contact, if you want to participate in that, contact her, find her on Facebook, Instagram. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. I'm going to post I'm going to post all these contacts on the LA Taco website.
Awesome.
As well. Antonio, thank you so much for meeting
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Antonio Pelayo from Exodus Events, talking up the La Bulla Luchador Culture Festival on April 30th. You want to go? I got some tickets. I got two pairs of tickets. So you want to go? All you got to do is find us on Facebook. Find LA Taco Radio on Facebook. And what should we have you do? Just share the page. That's all you got to do. It gives me a little heads up about that. I got two pairs of tickets. So the first two people that share the page, then I'll hit you up on Facebook and find out your mailing address and send them off to you. Sound good? Yeah. I want to see you there. But if you don't get those tickets that way, don't be shy. Find them online. ExodusEvents.org. And they will have a link that goes right to the site. La Bulla, April 30th. Saturday, April 30th. At the beautiful Plaza de la Raza over there in East LA. Multicultural Lucha Libre event. Musical performances by, I'm not going to butcher this one name, DJ Slowpoke, DJ Chris Acosta, and live Lucha Libre matches, art exhibit, face painting, car exhibit, fashion, and refreshments. Yes. So find that Facebook page, LA Taco Radio. Go ahead and share the page. It gives me a heads up. The first two people that do it, I'm going to mail them off a pair of tickets. $30 value. Yes. Let me see, I'm going to set you up with a few more tunes right now. How about some Wu-Tang Clan? And some Jungle Fire right after that.
You stepped in the pit of the flame. You lost on Beat Street. I'ma throw spit on your name. Hear the roar when they mention the name. It's like Mike when he scored with like 2 seconds left in the game. Small change, don't step in my lane. I rock too hard body. I click bang, give him the pain. Nah, man, can't get with them games. Your boy born with it. So how you gonna get him to change? You a lame, putting shit in the game. Piranha wanna see me in the state greens and prison of chains. But I'm smooth like the groove to the listen to brain. And you only understand it if you've been through my pain. Icy white spinners and frames, hustle in my blood. Bet my seeds gon' get it the same. Yes, indeed, I'm best in the rain. So ahead of the game, all aboard, y'all get on the train.
Banana clip, macaholic. I slap your captain, join. Go in the freezer, got a skeezer, tit top the toilet. Niggas is Norbits, running up on a dice game, call it. Preacher suit on, holding a raw fifth. Put that call in, his dough in the wall, stall him. Plastic bags laying in the floorway, yup. It's just dog's day, reservoir out in Utah, yo. Where my dope and marijuana's got bought in. Grill nights in boredom, we pay to have a roast. Assassins is strapped, this the only way to yay gross. More leverage, more sevens, riding around with legends, paying judges off. We be up in New York repping.
Raise it on up. Bobby, yo. Yeah, Hein. Yo. Mirror Max, movie magical, be on tap. Rumor has it, words. put ideas on track. Footprints I walk on earth and appear on maps. Drop at least 2.5 mil a year on cap. Who wear on my cap? Dime piece on the lap. 300 push-ups a day, put the crease on your back. Be the captain and lieutenant black man who invented chopping samples up to make the beat that's ascended to every genre of music, the whole sphere of music. I produce the range, engineer
yo,
the music.
My ear candy, bend dope, my pen stroke like Zorro. Hit the heavy bag like Foreman in the Congo. Mini transmitter, night vision in the stronghold. Rock long robes, smell snakes with a strong nose. Every time the horn blow, the woo signals back on. Transform, pack form, a whole nother platform. We coming back for him to smash the spot, kid. I'm on your team too, pass me the rock till the casket drop. I'ma flip your wig, rip clothes. Honey didn't know my dick this big. You get kicked in the ribs with two chrome gauge. Daily venom, I send them back to Stone Age.
Some 1977 Ohio funk from Slave. Love Me is the name of this tune. Wu-Tang Clan, Execution in Autumn. You could find that. I don't think that was officially released. You could find that on their Soul Tempo Bandcamp page. LA's own Jungle Fire after that. And then some 1977 Ohio Funk from Slave. I think they were teenagers when they did that one. And then wrapped it up with the great Donny Hathaway, Jealous Guy from 1972. That's going to wrap for us. Thank you so much for coming back, loved ones. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This has been LA Taco Radio, and we will see you next week. All right.